And it's a great pleasure to introduce to you the gentleman who is from, he's a Waterford man. Ah, there's a few Waterford men here tonight. He has a very, very high profile job and very responsible job of being the Irish ambassador in the United States. And I'll tell you one thing, it's not an easy job. It takes a lot of diplomacy to hold this man's job. He's going to give us a few words tonight. Will you please welcome Ambassador Daniel Norvall. Ambassador?
Thank you very much for the invitation to be here this evening. I'm delighted to be here as Ireland's ambassador to the United States. When I was in London for 4 years, I came here in 2017, I was in London for 4 years, and I can tell you, I went to quite a few county association dinners all over the UK, all over Britain in particular. And it was really wonderful to be at those events. And this is my first time being at a county association event in America. And this is the biggest one I've ever been at, okay? And you know, the atmosphere in the room is very similar to the atmosphere that I remember my time going to county association dinners in London, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds, and so forth. It's that difficult to define Irish atmosphere. It's that a sense of kinship. And I want to pay tribute to the United Irish Counties Association and to all the counties associations indeed, for bringing together the Irish in the New York area and giving them a chance to network with each other and to maintain their strong connections with Ireland. I want to pay tribute to the committee, to Jonathan Costello, to Cathy Hogan. I want to also recognize the presence of the Grand Marshal of the Patrick's Day Parade, James C. Callaghan, Tom Tuffy, the outgoing president, and of course Rita Leiden-Lentz, who's the new president, is sitting here beside me on the dais. I also want to recognize the presence of my esteemed colleague Eva Friel from the consulate, who did a wonderful job in representing Ireland here in this great city, in this great part of the United States. I want to also pay tribute to our honorees this evening. Martin Dunn, the founder of the Irish Business Association. You know, Martin rose in my esteem when I discovered earlier on this evening that he played hurling for Waterford County here in New York. And that, see, I come from a county that doesn't often get to Croke Park. When we do, we enjoy ourselves immensely. And I keep hoping that this year we might have what I call a rarity double, which would be Waterford for the hurling and Mayo for the football. Do you realize, if you multiply the number of years since Waterford won the hurling by the number of years since Mayo won the football, you get 3,900 years. Could this be the year when that rare occasion comes around? I think the whole country would celebrate. Even our neighbors in Kilkenny might well begrudgingly give us a nod and say we're happy for your success. I want to also pay tribute to our Game of the Year, Eileen Flannery Mackle. I think that's for the first time this evening, but she's clearly a wonderful asset to our community here in New York, and the work she does with the Irish Institute is truly worthy of credit and praise, and I congratulate her on this achievement of being named Game of the Year. I've been in in America now for 2 years. And the one thing that I have really been uplifted by is the strength of our Irish community, of Irish people and Irish Americans all over this country. Wherever I go, I meet people who have a strong connection with Ireland and who are proud of their Irish connection. They're proudly American in most cases, the ones who were born here. But they're also proud of their Irish heritage. This is a huge advantage for a country like ours. A small country of 5 million people have a footprint in the world given to us by the influence of the Irish in the United States is a huge asset for our country. And I particularly value that fact in the last 2 years. When I arrived here, we had this issue to do with Brexit, Britain leaving the European Union. And we were worried that it might have resulted in the imposition of a hard border on the island of Ireland. And I want to thank Irish Americans in general, and also the leaders in this community who were active in speaking out publicly and demanding that whatever happened with Brexit, it shouldn't jeopardize the peace process in Ireland. It shouldn't jeopardize the open border that has allowed people to move back and forth and to connect with each other throughout the island of Ireland. I'm delighted that that was achieved. I'm also happy to say that our country is going through a very good phase of its history. There's a certain confidence, despite what's happening on our neighbouring island. We are proudly Irish, but also happy to be members of the European Union. And that will be the case. And when I hear people say that we're becoming free again in Britain today, I say, we're a people who know what freedom is, and we know that you can have freedom, be an independent country, and still be a member of the European Union. So thank you very much for inviting me here this evening. What I mean about you, I've got Tommy Pritanovas, of his Tommy Sula, Kjol, of his Cadre, of his Crack, in the Ura Depot, and it's the Ura Depot Rowing. Thank you very much. Thank you.